You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The first commission meeting of the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, took place this week with a number of issues discussed, including the expanding of the deal. The 11 countries have agreed to allow other countries to join in the future. I spoke with the Minister of Trade and Export Growth, David Parker, from Tokyo, about the meeting and what was discussed.
Well, it came into effect on the 30th of December, and it's one of the world's biggest and most important trade agreements, particularly because the international rule of law relating to trade is eroding at the moment because of battles between different countries and trade wars and protectionism, which is quite contrary to New Zealand's interests. So CPTPP is currently an agreement between 11 countries, seven of whom have already ratified it. The combined GDP of the countries involved is $10 trillion per annum, and 500 million people live in the country. So it's a really big deal for New Zealand, and it helps give us insurance for the future that we'll have fair trading arrangements with the countries to whom we sell our products in order to pay for the imports that we all use. So the next stage is this agreement, which was designed in no small part by New Zealand. In fact, it was our initiative with a couple of other countries right at the start. It's been designed to be open to new entrants. So countries that are also interested in having fair trading relationships can apply to the existing parties to join. And the terms of that accession process have been agreed this week, even though there's no one yet other than Colombia some time ago who signalled interest in joining.
Was it difficult to reach an agreement to expand the deal between the 11 countries?
No, it wasn't, because it was always designed with that in view. New Zealand and the other countries that came along all recognised that we need, you need the rule of law in anything, whether it's trade law or contract law or trade law or criminal law. It's just another example of law, actually. So the rest of the countries involved, they're feeling a bit vulnerable to what's happening in the world, and they want to have fair trade rules that are up to date. You know, some of the international rules at the moment have fallen well behind on things like internet commerce, how you deal with state-owned enterprises trading internationally, and there are rules around all those sorts of things in CPTPP which could be rolled out to other countries.
So just going back to that internet commerce, what is that and how does that affect the deal?
Well, increasingly, smaller companies are able to trade internationally via internet platforms. If you go back 20 or 30 years ago, before the internet existed, you needed to have really large corporate institutions to trade internationally because you needed to have wholesale warehouses and you need to have sales representatives or agents. Now the internet cuts across that and people can have direct contact with their buyers. In order to give effect to that across international boundaries, you need to have agreements between the countries concerned that they will allow those sorts of transactions across the border, that they'll recognise New Zealand companies in relation to their tariff code and in a relatively simple manner. And CPTPP has rules that enable that.
Is it possible that there will be any other applications for other countries to join the agreement soon or not?
Yes, it is possible. There are a number of countries who have expressed some preliminary interest. They include Thailand. They also include the United Kingdom. Should the United Kingdom fall out of Europe without a deal, then they'll be wanting to shore up their alternative trading positions in the world, and their Minister of Trade, Liam Fox, has already expressed interest in CPTPP.
So the United Kingdom could have quite, if Brexit goes through, could have quite a big impact on this agreement.
Well, they could have an interest in joining. They'd be actually much smaller than the existing participants. But they are a significant economy. If you look at the CPTPP countries on a map, they're already Chile, Peru, Canada, across to Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, although they have not yet finally confirmed they're going to follow through with the agreement, Singapore, New Zealand, Australia. It's already a very big agreement. It's covering quite a bit of the world, but it could reach even further.
So should New Zealanders be excited about this trade agreement?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, it's pretty hard to get excited about any trade agreement. But they should be pleased. They should feel more secure as a consequence of it, because I think it's obvious to most people, in order to import the cars and the mobile phones and the, you know, the radios and the televisions, all the equipment that we use, computers, medicines, we have to sell a lot of stuff to the rest of the world. And maximising the price that we get for the things that we sell to the rest of the world is the key to being able to afford the things that we need to import for the standard of living that we expect. This agreement flows through to everyone. It benefits obviously the farmers, but it benefits the people who work in the freezing works. It benefits the people who work in the in the warehouse, for example, who import goods from the rest of the world. So, and it benefits us all as consumers, as well as generates economic activity that pays for the things that governments need to fund, like health services and education. So I think it's a pretty important deal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.